This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seems like it's 7 after the hour again here on the DJV program. Let's take a chance, shall we? Let's think about things in a different context. Nothing good comes without taking a little bit of risk here and there. Look at all the gains that we've had in society if people hadn't risked. I mean, sometimes different things come out of what you know, how many different, I don't want to use drugs as an example, but foods, different products that have come from somebody starting to look at trying to get to this position, and instead they get over here. I think plastic came that way, didn't it? Isn't there, not that we all think that plastic is that, it's helped us a lot, but we're looking for other ways to care for food and foodstuffs. But I think that was a mistake. And there are a lot of things that have happened that have been developed, and thoughts perhaps are the same. You come up with a thought, and maybe you talk it through, you work it through, and you come up with a different thought. And that's hopefully what we get here. Sometimes certain ideas don't work out, sometimes they do. I know I learn a lot from listening to the two ladies here on the program, and I hope they learn from me. We all have different points of view. We take a chance every day going on the air and saying what we speak, especially in this time, in this age, in this era of people not wanting to hear from another point of view. So I congratulate all those of you who are stalwart enough to stick around and listen to what actually it is that we're thinking and not block us out because you hear something that maybe doesn't agree with what you're thinking, what you think is right. Having said that, a lot of conversation about the, what have we decided now, we call it the Chinese government virus, and the way that, I guess there are a couple of different updates, Jennifer, that we can pursue, because there are new things developing every day when it comes to the virus.
Yeah, well, there was a little bit of good news, and it happened this week, and that was when Dr. Fauci and others from the medical community, Robert Redfield and others from, he's with the CDC, all testified before a House committee on energy, which is kind of weird that they were testifying there about the progress, the administration's response to coronavirus, and what could have been better, what is coming ahead. And certainly Dr. Fauci indicated that the next 2 weeks are pretty critical, because we are still very much a part of wave one of the coronavirus. This isn't the second wave yet, at least according to these medical professionals who've been monitoring it. But he did say that it's not just blowing optimistic smoke, that they are very close to a vaccine. There are several tests already underway, and he expects that a vaccine, at least in its preliminary form, will be available before the end of the year. And that's pretty remarkable, because typically it takes years and years and years for a vaccine to be developed. So that's good news, because I've talked to a lot of people in my social circles. I mean, I'm going out there. I'm being as personally responsible as I can. But there are a lot of people who say that they will not get back to normal. They will not go out until there is a vaccine or a better treatment. So I think that's really, for our recovery as a country, it's such a huge component of that. But there are some related stories, too, that I thought were just sort of interesting. And I guess they're maybe victims of the coronavirus. The first is a story, a survey of drivers in the United Kingdom. And this survey found that one-fifth of those drivers returning to the road now after lockdown conditions are starting to lift have actually forgotten how to drive. The Sun reports this. That over a quarter of drivers in the United Kingdom have stalled their vehicles, one in five have scraped their wheels on the curb or neglected to use their turn signal. Of the 2,000 respondents in the survey, which was done by the car company Hyundai, they said that they had forgotten things like turning on the ignition, which side their gas cap is on, and even what all the pedals do. Good so heavens. The top 10 mistakes that drivers are making after being on lockdown. And Victoria, I think this is true for you. You weren't really getting out there and driving very much. I mean, I had to drive every day, so this wasn't necessarily for me, but
I did,
you're staying home.
Yeah, I felt a little of this. You know, the first time I drove, I was like, oh, did I forget how to drive?
Really?
Like,
I
remember saying that to myself.
Wow.
So here are the most common mistakes. People not putting their seatbelt on, not shutting the door properly, forgetting how to turn the ignition on, forgetting where the gas cap was, not checking their mirrors. Some of them had to carefully think about what each pedal does, scrape wheels on the curb, forgot to put their turn signal on, struggled to parallel park, that's just me every day, and stalled. So those are...
Well, the stalling part is because most people drive stick shift in England,
manual,
so that's the stalling part. So that makes sense, because if you haven't done that in a long time, then, yeah, that can be a little clunky getting back into it. But, I feel like I was probably overly sensitive to making sure I was looking around and checking my mirrors really vigilantly, because
that's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, but it kind of made me feel, Jen's totally right. I didn't drive for, I don't know, maybe close to a month. And that was just a long time to not be behind the wheel. Thank God I didn't try to parallel park.
You know, you go on vacation and you take advantage of mass transit and you don't drive, and then all of a sudden you get back home and you're like, whoa, wait a second, how do I
know that? It's so foreign. Everybody has a different experience. I've been driving since I was 9 years old, and to me, sliding into the seat of my car, my truck or tractor or something just seems like like riding a bike or learning how to swim. You know how those things, once you learn them, you never forget them. It's foreign to me, but cars are not as important, or moving vehicles are not as important to many people's lives as they are to mine. So it's all how you kind of experience it. But I hear those stories and I'm sort of chuckling to myself. But then remembering the first time I ever drove in England, which was 1971, how I went around the roundabouts the wrong way a couple of times before, you know, oh, wait a minute, I got to be on this side of the road. Yes.
That happens. Last year alone, there were so many families, and most of them were American, who were killed in Ireland for going the wrong way on the road. It's something, you know,
it's hard to get used to.
Lewis and I were in Ireland a couple years ago, that was the first time that I had ever driven myself, because normally just family drove us around. So we rented a car, and that was me doing that for the first time, and I was a little scared. Yeah. But you do pick up on it pretty quickly, but you could easily see how someone can get onto
a major motorway
going the wrong way.
Yeah. So my Ireland story, and then there's one more piece of this coronavirus story. I went to Ireland, I think it was in 2015, and I took my grandparents and my mom, and so I was the one who was driving. And the very first day, you know, we had a long flight. We didn't really sleep. The first day, it was like, you know, trying to figure it out and navigate. And we were actually in Dublin at that point. We weren't out in the countryside. It was just irritating. And the car kept going, auga, auga. And we couldn't figure out why the car was making this noise. Well, it turns out, like on day five, we figured out that every time somebody had set the navigation, anytime you went by a church or a school, the thing would go off. And that's all Ireland is churches and schools. But in any case, getting out the first day, it was rough. But then you kind of, like, figure it out. By day two or three, I was driving on one of the country roads in Ireland. I'm like, I got this. You know, think about how far you've come. I'm thinking this inside my head. Literally out of nowhere, a cat, and I'm going, like, you know, 100. A cat comes out. Nowhere, and I ran over.
Yeah, you're driving.
Just as I was celebrating what a great driver I was.
Yeah. You were murdered in another country.
My mom said it was suicidal, though, so it's okay. But it took a long time. When I came back to the country, it took a long time to get used to driving like an American again. All right, so the other victim, I suppose, of the coronavirus, we talk a lot about the shortages. Remember, it was the toilet paper and the paper towels, the hand sanitizer. All of that seems to be getting back to normal now in the grocery store. But there's another shortage, and that's pocket change, apparently. Banks around the United States say they're running low on nickels, dimes, quarters, and pennies. And the Federal Reserve, which supplies those banks, has been forced to ration scarce supplies. They said it was a pretty big surprise. Nobody was expecting it. I guess the bank typically dispenses 400 to 500 rolls of pennies each week. But under that rationing order, the allotment was cut down to 100 rolls because they're the same cutbacks on nickels, dimes, and quarters. So I guess people are not out there using their money in a retail environment as much, and so there's now this shortage of coins.
Because we were told not to use any change or cash, just use a card for everything.
Apple Pay or whatever. Oh, because you don't want to touch it. Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah.
One other COVID Chinese government virus story. Go to Germany. They're, I guess part of Germany is back under lockdown because of the next outbreak. This goes right to a meatpacking plant. Hello. How much of that conversation do we still need to have? Apparently a lot of it. Officials in North Rhine, Westphalia, announcing that the entire district is going to be locked down until the end of the month. 360,000 people live in this district. Under the new restriction, schools, non-essential businesses, all completely shut down. Restaurants allowed to serve take-out food. Gatherings of more than two are banned, except if you're in a family group, people who live together. 7,000 people who work at this meatpacking facility are going to be self-quarantining. 1,500 of them tested positive for the virus. Head of the plant said company accepted responsibility for the outbreak, would pay for people in the district to be tested. That's the first lockdown in that country since May. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel passed responsibility for reopening to the states, kind of what we're doing here in this country, right? Under the plan, state authorities required to reimpose preventative measures if the new infection number goes up. And so that's, it is, you're going to have, this is going to go back and forth, boys and girls. You better get used to it. Up and down, up and down, up and down, probably three or four more courses of this through the end of the year, first of next year. You were talking about the, there's more than one sort of vaccine being developed. It'll be the interesting, be the first one that goes out on the marketplace, see if that one does the best. But there's certainly a lot of money to be made in this. But keep in mind also that it'll only affect this particular virus. And as we know with the flu, the viruses change every year. This is just another one of those viruses like the flu. It is the flu, in a manner of speaking, just a horrible representation of it. Dangerous, deadly, more so than the other flus. When you look at the combined numbers, but if you put the regular flu with this kind of a flu and look at the number of people that are dying, it's still, by the way, the number of people dying at this moment with regular flu up to this point in the year versus how many people have died of the Chinese government virus, about the same. The numbers are about the same for both of them.
Yeah, but you know what? Did you see that new study that shows, I think it was 8 million people around the world actually had it and never, and
yeah,
now they're going back and looking.
Yep.
So it
yes.
is a lot more than the regular flu, so it's not the same.
I'm talking just about
all,
people who die from it, that's all. I didn't want to get it out of context. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
More people have it. The number of people
died. Well, more people have died, too. That's the other thing. They were looking at death certificates and going back and looking at people who had acute pneumonia, who, you know, where it came on really quickly. They're now starting to do a post-mortem, no pun intended, on everyone who died in, I think it was just the month of March alone. It's pretty scary. The numbers are a lot more than we suspected, and we just didn't have enough testing at the time. So testing is now available, but it was really not that great back then.
Why do some people use Facebook just to start a war of words? We had that discussion on the program, and it's now shown up as our clip of the day, anger on social media. You can get that at djvshow.com just to get our take on it, if you will. And you can listen to the whole program every day, all day. It's available for you. You don't have to listen when we're actually doing it live. Listen to it when it's convenient for you at djvshow.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm not of a mind to tell you that I recognize all of these various female singers, and maybe the male singers today, because they sound a lot alike, only to me, maybe not the discerned ear. Like, can you always tell when Taylor Swift is singing, ladies?
This is
Yeah.
But I can't not hear the song and not think about the goat. Every time I hear the song, I always think about the goat.
About the what?
You guys don't know what I'm talking about?
This is the song
the goat sang to. There was a viral video that went around when the song came out. And when she says trouble, when you walked in, and it like breaks, there's a goat that makes this awful sound that these
a
people
goat.
Online. Yeah, it's okay. Just funny. Hard to explain. You have to say
it,
but I always think about the goat when I hear the song.
Gotta be there. Pride Live announcing the lineup for a special Stonewall Day streaming event airing this Friday from 12:45 p.m. to 3 o'clock Eastern on Logo's Facebook and YouTube pages. Guests will be Taylor Swift, Demi Lovato, Cynthia Erivo, Kesha, Katy Perry, George Takei, Donatella Bertacci, Chelsea Clinton. That's an interesting lineup of people, isn't it? Huh?
It is.
In addition to celebrating the anniversary of the historic Stonewall riots of 1969. The event also falls on the fifth anniversary of the historic Supreme Court ruling in Obergefell versus Hodges for marriage equality. I've got to take that for a gay wedding. That was the gay wedding day in the Supreme Court. Is that right?
The Marriage Equality Act. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Proceeds from the Stonewall Day stream will go toward LGBTQ organizations most affected by the virus, according to the organizers. Nearly all in-person Pride events for June 2020, including New York's annual Pride Parade to commemorate the Stonewall riots, have been canceled. On the 25th, the day before the Pride event, Pose. I don't know. Pose is a group.
It's a show on TV. It's a show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Billy Porter. We've talked about him before. He's the star of Pose.
Okay. And he and MJ Rodriguez will participate in She's a Riot, which is a three-hour virtual march and rally in support of the Marsha P. Johnson Institute and the LGBTQ People of Color movement. All right. Some of that stuff I'm familiar with, some not, so I learned a little bit there myself. 25, almost 26 after the hour of the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, you and me now in our musical section of this hour, focused on some things going on in our country as we get closer to the 4th of July, Independence Day, even though some of them being canceled or slimmed down. iHeart is joining, is going into the homes of several country performers for a new television special. The iHeart Country 4th of July Barbecue airs on Friday a week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the CW Network. Performances by Kane Brown, Laura Elena, Old Dominion, hosted by Bobby Bones, who is an iHeart radio personality. The special features each of the artists that I just mentioned performing some of their hits in their own backyard. An interesting idea. In addition to airing as a television broadcast, program will stream as an audio broadcast on a lot of the iHeart Country radio stations around the country and then replay through the 4th of July holiday weekend. In normal years, Nashville hosts one of the nation's largest Independence Day events. It's a big block party that routinely draws thousands to downtown for music, big fireworks display. City officials calling off the party for this year and bumping Brad Paisley to next year's celebration. But there's going to be a fireworks show that'll still be done. That's the usual stuff on TV for the 4th of July. Lauren Elena wrapped up her sporting gig on Blake Shelton's Heroes and Friends tour a bit early, and her Getting Good EP was released in March. And then, let's see here, Kane Brown released the song Worldwide.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear masks to protect me.
Let's all wear masks to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at Sunny-Bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several states holding primary balloting yesterday, and there appears to be a big upset brewing in a New York State Democratic primary as 16-term Congressman Elliot Engel appears to be way behind progressive newcomer Jamal Brown. In another high-profile New York Democratic primary, first-term Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC, took about 80% of the vote. Major League Baseball will be played this year. The league has announced a 60-game schedule that will start July 23rd or 24th without fans in the stands. Some fans in New York City say even if they have to just watch on TV, they're excited about baseball's return.
Great to hear that baseball is back.
We want to enjoy our summer watching games here in Yankee Stadium.
This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Protesters in the nation's capital planning to gather in Lincoln Park on Thursday of this week, saying they will tear down the Emancipation Statue, the controversial monument shows President Abraham Lincoln standing over a slave. Thousands of Americans have signed a petition calling for its removal, arguing that it fails to make the point that enslaved blacks fought for their own emancipation. Hundreds of protesters rallied and chanted near the statue last evening. Two human rights organizations are going to court in an effort to stop Iowa's 24-hour waiting period for abortions, recently approved by the state's legislature. Planned Parenthood of the Heartland and a doctor represented by the American Civil Liberties Union filing lawsuits late yesterday. It's in anticipation that Republican Governor Kim Reynolds will be signing that bill. And rocker Sammy Hagar says he's willing to perform during the coronavirus pandemic, even if it means he dies. The former Van Halen singer was recently asked by Rolling Stone how he was dealing with the pandemic, and he said that he'd be comfortable playing a show before there is a vaccine if the pandemic was declining. Then he added, "I'd rather personally get sick and even die if that's what it takes to get back on stage." Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is 34 after the hour. The talkers here on the DJV program are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, and me, Doug Steffen. This is one of the largest radio programs around the country that gets daily attention. So thanks to those who are here that want to hear, if you know what I mean. Hear, hear. Hear, hear. Attention, please. Kmart shoppers. Gilbert Gottfried. Is he shopping at Walmart? Where's Gilbert Godfrey shop, do you suppose?
I do not know where he is, but I know what happened when he tried to have a Zoom bat mitzvah for his daughter.
It's a bat mitzvah for the girls, right?
Yes, bat mitzvah. So his daughter turned 13, and in the Jewish faith, that's when you have your bat mitzvah. And so they had to do it all on Zoom. You know, we've literally been to a Zoom wedding, we've been to a Zoom funeral, we've been to all kinds of different Zoom comedy show. We've been all kinds of Zooms, and a lot of people have too. So he decided to have a Zoom bat mitzvah for his daughter so that she wouldn't miss out on the entire experience. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you've ever been to a bar bat mitzvah, it's a massive event. And so apparently
it's tough on the 13-year-old kid, all the things they have to learn. Yeah. I think that's one of the toughest things about being Jewish at that age, wow, that's a lot of work.
But you get good presents, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice presents. Yeah.
Yep. So what happened was on this Zoom call, and we've all had Zoom call incidents, I think, where someone doesn't really properly know how to use Zoom, There was a 70-year-old guest who accidentally exposed herself while on the Zoom call. She was not familiar. She was not familiar with how to work Zoom. She was in. She had just left her pool, so she was still in her bathing suit. She decided to get naked and take a shower in the middle of the bat mitzvah. The whole thing was on camera. And
really?
So, So the whole, she couldn't figure out how to, so here's the thing. She couldn't figure out how to get the sound to work, so she couldn't hear anyone trying to tell her that she was naked and on camera. So she didn't realize that everyone could see her get undressed, walk around her bathroom, take a shower, and even answer the phone with apparently a very close-up shot. So this 70-year-old woman, apparently, after she saw everyone kind of waving hands at her, she figured out that she had been busted. And so comedian Richard Belzer, most famously known for his roles on his role on Law and Order and the various spin-offs, he was on the Zoom call as well, and he chatted to someone else on the call, OMG, did you see that? There's a nude woman walking around topless. And then he said, let's just all take our tops off, and maybe we'll make her feel a little more comfortable. So apparently they finally tried to call the woman in a panic. She finally answered the phone, and they said, 70 people are watching you on Zoom walk around naked right now. Now, this woman apparently took it all in stride.
Good.
She. What else can you do? She goes, hey, that's just how I roll. So, mazel tov. unfortunately for Gilbert Gottfried's
daughter.
Gotta be
daughter, comfortable in your own skin.
I guess.
As it were.
Yeah, so
yes.
Unfortunately for his daughter, her pretty much the entire bat mitzvah was ruined by the naked lady, but, you know.
Yeah, they attended to that.
Yeah,
right,
so
well,
just make
at that
sure
age,
kids
get very dramatic, too.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Yep.
So just make sure.
Look at you. Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yep. Well, just make sure, you know, if you're on Zoom, you know, just make sure you know how to use it before you take a shower.
Right, exactly. Yeah. All right. I'll drink to that, Victoria.
Yes, and in some good drinking news, who doesn't need more drinking news in quarantine? The Guinness, famous for their pints of Guinness, the beer. It's a stout. They have launched a new global program called Raising the Bar, and they are going to use $100 million to help pubs around the country, around the world, recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. They are talking about long-term packages for all kinds of pubs and different bars. They're going to New York, London, Edinburgh, Dublin, Belfast, Mexico City, Sao Paulo, Shanghai, Mumbai, and Sydney, and there are a whole bunch of other ones that they're adding onto it. So they're going to, essentially, as we know, the bar industry, restaurants were still able to do takeout, but bars have all been closed. And so depending on where you are, bars were completely shut down. They still are in New York, New Jersey, California, I would imagine, too. Florida kind of going back and forth with it. So this is their new United. They're working with the United Nations International Labor Organization, and they are their forecast to spend $436 million once they get to the end of this hospitality sector bailout. But they're trying to provide jobs and offset the loss of jobs for all the millions of bartenders and servers who work in bars. And it's been really tough for that whole sector.
So I was misinformed on Monday. There was in Reading, which is a town that I'm very familiar with in England, and Wokingham, which is nearby as well, Kidlington, the area where Uri Geller used to live, and I used to have a place there as well. There was a stabbing, and I thought it was in a pub, but apparently it wasn't, Victoria. A couple of people were stabbed. It was just a plain old terror attack. But has anybody figured out what the reason for that? The suspect was from Libya, apparently, and the intelligence people in England had been watching this guy. He went after some people in a park, but at first I thought it was a pub, but the pubs are all still closed, right? Or can you eat and drink outside there the way we can here?
I don't know about England. Pubs are not opening in Ireland until the end of August, I think at the earliest. Uh-huh. So I'm not sure what the deal is in England. I would assume it's probably similar now to Ireland. I know they were late to lock it down, but
yeah,
I didn't hear that it was in a pub. I thought it was outside.
At first I thought it was a pub, but then it seems to have been outside. Okay, and more drinking news. No free Slurpees on 7-Eleven Day because of the virus. 7-Eleven is still celebrating its birthday, though on July 11th, it's true they've canceled the free Slurpee celebration. God, that ruins the whole week. Company says it wants to keep customers and workers safe, and because the promotion usually draws big crowds to its stores, they want to keep people safe. Also, saves them a lot of money if you give out all those free Slurpees, right? A million. They're going to donate, though. They're going to donate money to Feeding America, which is our cause here as well. 7-Eleven customers can still get their hands on a free Slurpee, though. 1st of July, 7 Rewards loyalty app members are going to get a free medium Slurpee coupon. Offer is redeemable for the entire month. Those skipping the stores can now use the 7Now delivery app. What, you get a free Slurpee delivered to your house?
I knew 7-Eleven was delivering certain things, but I didn't know that they were delivering Slurpees. Yeah.
Good God. Hunger. Huh?
How did they say?
Well, people get milkshakes delivered.
You have to hurry because you don't want them to melt, right? Otherwise, it's just sugar water.
Exactly. Well, we have people using Grubhub and what's the other one begins with a D on the farm getting ice cream? DoorDash. Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah, yeah. The I want to put my farmer hat on here for a moment. For those of you who have gardens, beware. Of course, we have lots of bugs and stuff around. We're talking about how the viruses are taking over the world. There's a new family of what they call army worms that have grown by 10% this year, very active. So if you're in a gardening mode, you got corn growing, leafy vegetables, spinach, anything like that, look out for army worms because they create, they're just making a mess out of the corn in big quantities and small quantities. They're all over alfalfa fields as well. They eat the leaves. And there's, again, this is stuff that comes, as much as Monsanto wants to tell you that it's not their fault, what Monsanto has created in Roundup and others are the natural, the pesticides that they use kill off the natural enemy of the army worm. I don't know what it is, but there's something that eats the army worm that doesn't eat the plants. And so Monsanto has created something that kills the bug that eats the other bug. So if I'm looking at a report from an agronomist in Lebanon County, Pennsylvania, says he's seen fields with up to 40% damage. Now, that's really difficult. That's tough stuff on farmers, especially depending on what you're using the corn for or whatever it is.
These farmers don't have it hard enough right now.
I know it. Jeez. They grow to a half inch in length. And again, in wheat fields, they feed on leaves and then they eat the head, which is what the only value of the wheat is the head. So they clip that off. They hide in plants. In corn, you see, especially on fields that have no till, which I've never liked. I always want to turn the fields over to replant stuff. But anyway.
So does that mean that if you buy an ear of corn at Whole Foods or wherever, that it could have worms in it?
No. Well, there's a different
Probably,
kind of a worm.
Right?
There's a different sort of worm that gets into corn that is not the same as this worm. Sometimes people, if you have a worm in the top of the corn, it's actually a good sign.
Because no, it's
that means
not actually.
The corn, well, yeah, it is. Because it means the corn hasn't been sprayed. If there's no worms, there's no bugs.
That is true. I never thought ever in my life until I realized, until I started buying organic produce, I never was so happy to see a bug somewhere.
A corn borer. Well, the borer, they're called corn borers. They're at the top. They are planted there by flies that deposit the larvae, and then, what happens. Bees are responsible for the corn actually silting out and getting to a head, and then these larvae get planted in the silk of the corn, and that's where they come from. It's just another kind of a caterpillar. That's all.
So in this case, what are you supposed to do to get rid of these worms?
Well, if you see them, you squash them. That's about as much as you can. I mean, unless you, if you spray them, it's anti-purposeful because we're trying to stay away from sprays.
Right.
But,
well, that's what I'm saying. So what happens if you're trying to be organic and then 40% of your crops are ruined?
You look for them and you squeeze them. You squash them somehow or other. I don't know what else. It's not very technical. I'm not sure the agronomists would agree with me, but that's what I do. If I saw one of them, I'd go right, and they're making a mess of the soybean fields. So pretty much they're eating on most anything that has food value. They don't eat regular grass. They eat the leaves of plants that feed us, however that. But that's another, again, it's like the viruses. The bugs, you have no idea. Unless you spend time on the farm with me, you have no idea what bugs there are all over the place. The cows, if we don't spray their eyes to keep them, we have a special sort of an organic cocktail we mix up. The flies and other bugs get into their eyes, and they cause pink eye, and the cows can go blind because of that. You just have to be very, you just have to be very vigilant about all that stuff. One quick note about what's happening to the malls. Have you seen this? I've seen it. There are three or four malls in my area that are going to convert huge areas. You know, they've had a lot of cancellations. JCPenney's has closed. Sears has closed in this particular mall. So they're going to put the two footage together, and they're going to create a big gaming center. You know, these play areas where families go. They're huge complexes that are being built, sometimes as standalones. Have you seen any of those in your area, either lady?
There's a massive one that's being built right now in East Rutherford, New Jersey, which is just outside of New York City where Giant Stadium is.
Yeah.
And it's so huge.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what it was at first, and then I had to look it up because we drove by it before the quarantine happened. And it's going to have, like, indoor, like crazy, like indoor parachuting.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I mean, it's just there's an indoor water park, I think, for surfing.
Yep.
Like, it's crazy how big it is.
But, I think they started the idea at the Mall of America in Minneapolis.
I think so, yeah.
And now they're just spreading because they got all this space and they're finding clever, creative ways to use it. This is pretty smart, actually, because it'll bring a lot of people into the mall to shop the stores that are there. And this big space where Penny's was and Sears was now becomes the big venue to go and have fun. Bring your family and get a lot of exercise, running around. Pretty good idea, actually. We're big into ideas here on the DJV program, 48 after the hour.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
The hour now, time for our weekly visit with our pal Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Warren writes in his book, "My ability to talk with animals is a lot different from that of most people, and whether it was learned or taught, I'm not sure. Doesn't matter what kind of an animal it is, a snake, a dog, a bird, we talk to each other. So I want to know how you talk to a snake. What do you say to you? And the snake gets it?
There's a language that all animals have. And basically what happens is we think that the language that we have, the way we talk to each other, you know, the English language, whatever language, we think that's the only way. There are other ways to communicate with animals. You communicate, I don't want to say telepathically because I don't want people to put me away. Remember a guy named the Amazing Kreskin?
It's long since time for that, Warren. Don't worry about it.
Remember Kreskin, the Amazing Kreskin?
Oh, yes, yeah.
He's Kreskin's been on the duck before, right?
Never saw a microphone he didn't want to embrace.
He's a friend of mine. I've known him for years. I never believed in that stuff, but he actually levitated me on a stage many years ago, and I became a believer. Anyway, the bottom line is he always said to me, you have some type of sixth sense. Are you psychic? I don't know what it is, but I've always had the ability to sit down with an animal and kind of understand their thoughts back and forth. I'm not psychic by any means. I'm not a pet psychic, you know, what do you call it?
Now, hold on a second. This is
well, maybe
where
you are. That's okay.
Yeah, of course, that's what my point. You know, the world is full of things that most people don't understand, or they don't take time to understand. They don't want to understand. They're afraid of it. It's against their religion, whatever kind of BS comes to the surface when it comes to understanding things that are different. It's the same thing, Warren, and I don't want this to turn into a discussion about Black Lives Matter or some of the other things that we're trying to understand. But listening and hearing and understanding is what we really need. We need to shut up and listen. And that's one of the great things that I've learned from you. You listen to the animals, and you get what it is. What, you know, you can hear a whine in a dog and know what that means, and you can hear maybe a certain kind of meow in a cat and know what that means. That's a real gift.
But it's also a matter of respect. You know, I open my show every week by saying the thing, you know, love, adore, and respect pets and animals. And the reason I say that is because if you respect something, you're willing to communicate with them. So I think, and you can go back to Black Lives Matter if you want, but respect is communication. And, mm-hmm. and I think communicating with animals is so important. But we have to understand the way we communicate. I'm so anti all of these dominant methods, and you have to be the boss. If you sit down, you can negotiate with a dog or a cat no differently than you can negotiate with a person. If we do this, great things happen. If we don't do this, great things don't happen. It's just that simple. And basically that understanding, that back and forth, and not expecting perfection from a dog or a cat when you're so imperfect yourself, is probably the biggest cause of behavioral issues I deal with. People that think their dog or cat has to be perfect, when they look in the mirror, they see themselves as perfect mm-hmm. people. Let me talk to them for a while. We'll find out.
Why can't it be like we were perfect in every way? What's the matter with kids? What's the matter with dogs? What's the matter with cats today?
Wasn't that from Bye-Bye Birdie? Bye-Bye Birdie, right?
That's right. Yep.
There you go.
All right. We, the other day here on this program, celebrated National Take Your Cat to Work Day. I've heard of Take Your Dog to Work. Is this something new? The cat has been domesticated for 10,000 years, so it's not like they were new to the workplace. But I know a lot of people have cats in their work. But Jennifer Horn, who's on the air with me, has a cat in her studio.
Well, you know, it depends. The best show I ever did, I had a timber wolf in my studio. Just
you know. Really?
How'd
that work?
Actually, it was a timber wolf that it worked out pretty well. You know, it was great because everyone else in the studio left. It was just me and the timber wolf and the microphone. It was perfect. You know, it's so important that we just take the time to realize that if we respect animals, we can learn so much from them. I mean, there's just so many things we can learn from them. It, you know, what was the old saying? You know, if we don't like something, pee on it and walk away. That's my best. I love that. It's the truth. If you learn, when people say, what did you learn from a dog? That's what I learned from a dog. If you don't like something, pee on it, walk away, and forget about it. That's life. And sometimes what happens is we expect our dogs to do everything we want them to do. Pee when we want them, bark when we want them, sleep when we want them, eat when we want them. We're so in control of them. That's why I don't control my dogs that much. I let them be dogs. You know, every once in a while they do something wrong. Everyone thinks Warren has the perfect dog. I like my dogs. I like to go into a house and tell a dog to sit and have the dog look up at me and say, hey, Warren, you talking to me? I like that
shine on me.
Yeah, exactly. You like that. I like New York dogs. They always give you a challenge, you know?
Yeah.
It's the concept of kind of negotiating and respecting. If you can do that, the relationship with your pets are great. By the way, just a little note here, make sure you keep your dogs and your cats inside and comfortable over the 4th of July with all the fireworks going on now.
Yeah, scares the hell out of them. All that noise. Yeah, very important to remember that. All right, so into the 4th, not for another week, though. Well, you can remind us again next week. It's Warren Eckstein here on the DJV program 59.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.